Good morning. First, a warm welcome to two young ladies, missionaries associated with the Sisters of Charity from Denver, Colorado, who are here on a year-long mission. Welcome to New Orleans. The church gives to us now in this early season of the Epiphany, the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And a part of that ministry is to confront evil. This is what St. John is writing about to the early Christians in our first reading today. Those who belong to God have conquered the darkness. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit that he writes in that first reading today. To discern the spirit of evil and to discern the spirit of truth. Sometimes it's very hard. One of the signs of evil that is amongst us, as many exorcists tell us, is confusion and division. How often the spirit of evil has caused confusion in the church, amongst bishops and religious communities and seminaries, among bishops and priests themselves. When we fail to bring the spirit of God into that confusion, that leads to a type of self-determination. The absence of God and my own opinion on what is right and what is wrong. So already in the early days of the church, as St. John is writing to them, we see a self-determination, a failure to recognize the presence of evil, a failure to recognize the unity of God within the Christian community. 2,000 years later, we are not absolved from this same temptation. As we move into this new year, and as Jesus, that gospel, is confronting head-on all of the divisions that are seen in the human race, and he cures them all, is this not the ministry of the Catholic Church in the 21st century? To confront the spirit of deceit with the spirit of God. Let's pray that as we start this new week in this season of the Epiphany, that we can discern our own spirit of the Lord within ourselves. Are we following his will, or are we succumbing to self-determination?